Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 234. Funpod-Ausgabe, sagt Michael. Håkon Dykstad-Jonsen hat auf der Consolfo 2018 in Faro ein neuartiges automatisches Nachfüllsystem für Solarkocher vorgestellt, bei dem im Gegensatz zu allen anderen mir bekannten Vorgehensweisen der Parabolspiegel nicht dem Lauf der Sonne folgt, sondern in einer festen Position grob auf die Sonne ausgerichtet stehen bleibt. Den Rest macht ein raffiniert ausgetüfteltes optisches System aus zwei gegeneinander parallel verschiebbaren Platten, die sich aus vielen sehr kleinen Sammellinsen zusammensetzen. Ich war so überrascht über den Effekt, den Håkon in einem Video vorführte, und so begeistert über diesen neuen Ansatz, dass ich ihn eingeladen habe, seinen Vortrag auf der Solarkocherkonferenz Ende Mai im Solarzentrum Mecklenburg-Vorpommern noch einmal zu halten. Und dort ist unser folgendes Interview entstanden. Der Vortrag basierte auf Håkons Masterarbeit an der Norwegian University of Science and Technology in Trondheim und gegenwärtig beschäftigt er sich in seiner Doktorarbeit mit der Verfeinerung von Teilen seines Konzepts. Wie die Linsenfelder genau funktionieren, ist rein sprachlich kaum zu vermitteln. Und deswegen verweise ich auf die Links im Beitrag auf sunpod.de.
My name is Håkon Dykstad-Jonsen. I come from Norway and I'm a PhD candidate at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. Mm-hmm. And there I'm currently working on this topic called beam steering lens arrays.
Mm-hmm. Did you choose this topic yourself or did somebody suggest it?
I chose it myself. I chose it for my master's thesis, actually. I had to choose some topic for my master's thesis. And then I had discovered this very interesting research in CPV, concentrator photovoltaics.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had some background in solar cooking. So I thought, oh, this research is so interesting. It would be interesting to see if this could be used for solar cooking in some way.
Where does your background in solar cooking come from, or what is it?
I was, after high school, I did a gap year before I started university. So then I spent about 6 months in Uganda working for some NGOs. And I had a lot of free time, so I was just there thinking, and I saw the sun, and I thought, oh, we need to do something about all this solar energy, what can I do? And then I found this solar cooking wiki on the internet. And I experimented with some different types of solar cookers.
What types?
First, I created some box cookers. I don't know the name, but like cardboard box cookers. And then
still in Uganda.
In Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I did some. I created a parabolic solar cooker from cardboard and aluminum foil. So that was my background in solar cooking. But after that, I didn't really do anything with this until. I had to choose a topic for my master's thesis.
Okay. Can you describe it, what it is about?
Yeah, this beam steering lens array, it's basically a concept for tracking the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So typically if you have a parabolic solar cooker, you need to reorient it very often to track the sun so that the focal spot is in the right spot. But with a beam steering lens array, you have a system that can automatically track the sun without rotation. So you have two lens arrays in front of each other, and then you have a small electronic tracking system that moves these two lens arrays relative to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement can be really small, only a few millimeters, so it's really easy to implement automatically. Mm-hmm. And then it will redirect sunlight, so it will always, the focal spot will always be in the same place.
Mm-hmm. You presented it at our conference in Faro and you showed a small video of this device. The prototype is still very small.
Yeah.
There are tracking systems in the world. So what is the advantage of this approach?
I would say the advantage is that for, it can be, you can use it for a smaller solar cooker where you can just place it in the sun and then it will handle tracking. So most automated tracking systems today are for Scheffler reflectors, yeah, or these larger systems. So then you need to orient them with this earth axis.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do all this work up front. And then after you have done all this work, it will track automatically.
Yeah.
But with a beam steering lens array, you just place it in the sun and it will track.
Okay.
And there are also systems that, other systems that track automatically if you place them in the sun, but also the benefit of using a beam steering lens array is that you don't have any rotation. So that means that the construction of the cooker itself can be made simpler. It's just a fixed thing. And then you have these lens arrays in front that takes care of tracking.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain the basic principle, how the second array is moved when the whole thing is moved, so that when the cooker is moved, so that it finds its right position.
Yeah, so I can try to explain the concept. It's sort of difficult to explain in audio format, but
yeah.
You have two lenses, so the sunlight first goes through the first lens and it's concentrated into a focal point. And then from this focal point, it goes through a second lens, so it's collimated again and goes out in a parallel direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do in order to track the sun is that when sunlight comes in from the side, it goes through the first lens, where it's concentrated onto a focal spot that now has moved to a different position.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just translate the second lens, so it's aligned with a new focal spot, and then it will still collimate light in the same direction. Yeah, I don't know if that's a very clear explanation. It's difficult to do this.
Yes, okay, only in words. Yes, yeah. It's clear. Okay, I mean, we can put a link on this to this video so everybody can see the effect.
Yeah.
That the focal point goes back. If you move the device, the focal point is back within fraction of a second, I would say, in the old position.
Yeah.
How wide is the range which you have, in which you can move?
In the current prototype that I created during my master's thesis, it's plus minus 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So now, during my PhD work, I will create some new prototypes, and we have not really decided what tracking range we will use, but something in that range probably.
Uh-huh. What means that you can leave the cooker alone for around about 4 hours or so.
Yeah, 5 hours.
5 hours, yeah. Even. So, I mean, everything is cooked in this time. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you are working on your PhD thesis, and what is the next step in this?
Currently, what I'm focusing on in my PhD thesis is on the surfaces of the lens arrays themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we in the beam steering lens array, we don't use spherical lenses, but we use aspherical lenses. So there's a custom geometry, and in order to design the exact shape of this custom geometry, you need to do some simulation and optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And that is currently what I'm doing in my PhD, to work on this simulation and optimizing it for the best possible performance.
So the focus is more on the optics and less on the solar cooker.
Yes, and actually in my PhD, I focus only on the beam steering lens arrays themselves, not on the application of solar cooking, just to limit the scope of the PhD in some way. And then hopefully this technology can also be useful for other kinds of solar energy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So are there other possibilities to use these lens arrays, or are they only useful for solar cookers?
You can probably use them for different kinds of concentrated solar power, but probably mainly thermal solar power.
Yeah.
Because there are also related concepts that are used in the field of CPV, or concentrator photovoltaics.
Mm-hmm.
And that research is very interesting and related to this concept, but it's not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's mainly for concentrated solar thermal energy.
Yeah, okay. As far as I understood, the main advantage is that it is very comfortable for the user.
Yes.
Normally, it depends on how often it has to be done, but I can rearrange my solar cooker myself.
Yeah.
So the plus is the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I have to pay for it? What is the disadvantage?
You have a couple of disadvantages. The main one is that you lose some efficiency, because each time the light hits one of these lenses, a certain amount of light is reflected back instead of transmitted through. So in my in the design that I created during my master's thesis, we simulated an efficiency of about 70% for the lens arrays.
Mm-hmm.
And when we created a prototype, we got an optical efficiency of around 50-60%. So you lose some efficiency, and in addition, you get some additional divergence. So sunlight itself, it has some divergence. It means it doesn't go in a completely straight line, but it diverges a little bit, about 0.3 degrees radius of divergence. And after going through a beam steering lens ray, due to like optical aberrations and things that are hard to control, you will increase this divergence to around 1 or 2 degrees. And that means that you will not be able to get as high concentration factors after a beam steering lens ray as you would be able to get without a beam steering lens ray.
Mm-hmm. You presented your concept at the FARO conference, solar cooking conference in January 2018, and there were around about 80 people or so in the audience.
Yeah.
Did you get any feedback there?
Yeah, I got quite a lot of feedback. My impression was that people were interested in this concept and that it's a new concept in the field of solar cooking.
Yes, so. Totally.
And I got quite a number of good suggestions from people for things to work on, and also we're able to make several new contacts with people who are interested in this concept.
What are the most promising new ideas?
So, among other things, I was able to talk to someone from Hiliac, Sedi Biskov, and they have developed this very interesting method of creating very thin Fresnel lenses using a very high volume, low cost manufacturing method. So it would be very interesting to see if this concept could somehow be combined with that kind of technology. It doesn't really fit in the current iteration of the concept, but it's something I'm really interested in looking into.
Okay. And did you also learn something which attracted your interest about solar cooking itself? New other types of cookers or concepts or so?
In general, it was very interesting to see all these cookers and the fact that all the conference food was made using solar cooking. I cannot say it's really new because I've done solar cooking myself before, but it was still very interesting to have complete meals with solar cooking.
Yeah.
I previously have only made some cake or maybe a small meal, but now I have a very nice like meal like you would get in a restaurant, and everything is made from a solar cooker.
Yeah. What was your impression of this group, the people at the conference as a whole? Many times this term of solar cooking family is used. Did you feel something like this?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very close-knit group, and there's a lot of community here. So that was very interesting to get the feel. And there's a very interesting mix of these very technical academic people who are doing this kind of academic research. And on the other hand, you have the very enthusiastic people who just love to create a solar cooker in the backyard. And it's very interesting to see this mix of people and everyone getting to know each other. And
Okay, fine. Thank you a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen, entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.